This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update for October 10th, 2021. Here are 7 to 8 of the stories we're following today. First, the stock markets took it on the chin today. Not horrible, but the Dow fell 250 points. The NASDAQ down about 0.64% or so. The big tech firms all down some, not horribly, but all down a little bit. The Dow having the worst results of the three big indexes, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. Second, the 10-year Treasury yield closes at about 1.61 today. That is moving higher. They say it's got to get to about 2% to really have a big impact on the stock market. The 52-week high for the 10-year Treasury yield is about 1.76. The low was very, very low. Oil has recovered crazily. It's back up to above $80 a barrel on supply shortages throughout the world. And OPEC and Russia not looking to expand those numbers that much. AT&T has fallen about 3% today, 2.76% or so. A variety of things driving that. It's been in the news for, it being involved indirectly in a far-right network. But I guess that far-right network was carried on one of the direct TV channels and so forth, but it's taking a lot of heat for that. In any event, it's down about 3% today. Few other things that are of import. Merck has asked the FDA for approval of its COVID pill, which is like a Tamiflu for COVID and hopefully will help a great deal. That would be the first big therapeutic that would be approved by the FDA for treating COVID. That would be a huge shot in the arm for the country. Not to use the word shot in the arm, but between vaccines and that, it should be helpful. Finally, fascinating to watch this thing with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk in this crazy effort towards being the richest person in the country or the world. Musk now at $222 billion, Bezos at $191 billion. A magnificent skit on Saturday Night Live about this, about Star Wars, and they called it the Ego Quest, but great TV, partisan or not, just fantastic TV to watch. A 3 to 4 minute Saturday Night Live blurb last week on the Musk, Bezos, Richard Branson, egos driven to going to space and so forth. I mean, not to mention that SpaceX just got a $100 billion valuation. From a personal standpoint, we had tried to invest in SpaceX last year at a much lower valuation, missed that opportunity. Now it's being valued, SpaceX, Musk's company, at $100 billion. So just crazy, crazy numbers. In any event, those are the 78 stories we're following today. A lot more this week as a lot of companies and banks start to report their earnings this week. So we'll see how that goes. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're always looking for great speakers and guests and people that people want to amplify the voices of for our private equity podcast. Thank you very much.